From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. There were 30,000 workers hired directly by farms in the Southeast region during the week of April 10th through the 16th. MorningAgClips.com reports farm operators paid their workers an average of $13.76 per hour, with an average of 38.5 hours worked. In Florida, 28,000 workers were hired for that same week, earned an average of $14.61, $1.24 more than last year, and worked an average of 43 hours. The deadline for the USDA's second round of funding for climate smart commodities is Friday, June 10th. This funding pool is for partners proposing projects between $250,000 and $5 million. The proposals should emphasize the enrollment of small and or underserved producers and or monitoring, reporting, and verification activities developed by minority served institutions. USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Robert Bonney says information on how to apply and additional information are available at USDA.gov. Ag groups responded to USDA's proposed poultry marketing disclosure requirements and the advance notice of proposed rulemaking under the Packers and Stockyards Act. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall says his organization appreciates USDA working to create more transparency in the poultry industry, adding farmers deserve to know what they're getting into and understand how they're getting paid. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.